Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price getting ready to dive into the top three local trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspected case of employee grand theft. This is happening up in Century. This week, the town reported alleged employee theft with over $10,000 missing from bank deposits. The suspected thieves and thefts actually took place between July 24 and February 2025. ECSO has multiple people of interest in that case. Santa Rosa County Library is assisting residents with free 2024 tax preparations. They'll do it at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. And expect an economic impact study as discussions ramp up about the future of property taxes here in the state of Florida. Lawmakers have proposed a series of measures that would ask voters next year to expand the homestead property tax exemption. Now, the move won't happen fast, as lawmakers this week have indicated that a final proposal might not emerge this year.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty, first up, we got the governor calling on lawmakers to do more to protect medical freedom. Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that he wants the legislature to expand the patient's Bill of Rights. He's asking lawmakers to prohibit healthcare providers from refusing to treat patients based on vaccination status, and he also wants the legislature to make a ban on mRNA mandates permanent.
Okay, FWC, well, we're going to stay with the state stories here for a second. FWC is considering black bear hunting here in Florida. As the population of black bears continue to rise, the idea of a statewide hunt has resurfaced. Now, the last legal bear hunt happened in 2016. The FWC is conducting a virtual meeting. This will happen on March 13th. The public is invited to participate in that call.
All right. And officials with Florida's property insurance companies may soon find themselves facing some tough questions from state lawmakers. This follows the release of a report that indicated companies were funneling billions in profits to affiliate companies or shareholders while telling state officials they needed to increase rates because they were struggling financially. The Banking and Insurance Subcommittee will look into the report and subpoena witnesses as necessary.
Okay. VT Mobile Aerospace Engineering shutting down its Mobile plant, moving its operations here to Pensacola. Mayor Reeves says he's optimistic about the impact of that move. ST Aerospace said it will expand the Pensacola facility to eventually include four hangars and 1,700 employees.
Mm-hmm. Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This first quick check of the roads and weather this hour brought to you by Discover. You could skip this ad or double your first year cash back with Discover. Still here? Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's see. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. Do still have some backups lingering on I-10. That's if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. A lot of those areas, though, should hopefully decrease in severity throughout this hour. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 69, low of 62.
6:16, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down today, despite President Trump announcing some rollbacks on tariffs. Kevin Yurinski has those numbers.
Stocks fell Thursday with the major averages extending steep losses for the week. The NASDAQ now entering correction territory as the big shifts in U.S. trade policy continue to rattle the markets. The markets also remain cautious ahead of the jobs report for February, which will be released tomorrow morning. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished in the red, with tech and financials the worst performers. Energy, though, advanced. Shares of General Motors, Ford, and Jeep maker Stellantis fell today. Shares of the big three auto groups did surge yesterday after they were given a one-month exemption from tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. The Dow winners today, Chevron, McDonald's, and the United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Visa, and Amazon. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office has released the recordings they say are from 34-year-old Justin Blackston, who had allegedly threatened to assassinate President Trump. He was arrested on several charges of making threats to discharge a destructive device, making a false report of a bomb, and placing false 911 calls. The Sheriff's Office says he has a history of mental illness, and Blackston has a mental health court appearing in April.
Okay, we took a little dive there into the financials with the market report, and they were touching on the job market in numbers there. There is a mixed reading on the job market this afternoon for last week, but still a little change to report. Jenny Casola explains on this.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time declined by 21,000 last week to 221,000. It's fewer people signing up than expected. However, the number of people remaining on benefits continuing claims rose by 42,000 to 1.89 million. A sign people who have been laid off are finding it harder to find a new job. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. It's expected to reveal 160,000 new jobs created in February, with the unemployment rate remaining at 4%. Payroll processing company ADP reported just 77,000 new jobs created by private employers last month. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And a Northeast Florida lawmaker seeing progress in her attempt to help those wrongfully convicted. A state Senate committee yesterday approved a bill sponsored by Fleming Island Republican Jennifer Bradley. Senate Bill 130 would make more people wrongfully convicted of a crime eligible for compensation from the state. Bradley says she knows of 18 people who would benefit if her bill becomes law, and it has to clear one more committee before going to the full Senate.
I wonder if Sonny and Butch will kind of socialize after they get down from space. Of course, those are the two astronauts, 8 months now, up there at the International Space Station. Well, the two astronauts that are stranded in space step closer to coming home. Jonathan Seary has the latest from the Kennedy Space Center.
The next astronaut rotation is targeting a March 12 launch to the International Space Station. Shortly after they arrive, Boeing Starliner astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will be able to return to Earth after an 8-day test flight turned into a 9-month extended mission in space. President Trump and Elon Musk have blamed the Biden administration for not bringing them back sooner, but Wilmore says he believes NASA's decision was mission-focused.
Politics is not playing into this at all. From our standpoint, I think that they would agree. We came up prepared to stay long, even though we planned to stay short.
Wilmore said he has great respect for Musk and the president and appreciates all they do for the nation and human spaceflight. At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some national headlines for you, including the NTSB releasing its report into January 31st's Philadelphia plane crash that left 7 people dead. Details on that report and more coming up in just a few minutes on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant working with local businesses? What if this job you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, Navarre Park getting a facelift after Hurricane Sally damaged the area in 2020. Construction underway targeting pier removal and replacement. Now, the park is open to visitors. All work is to be completed within 240 days. I'm sure a lot of those folks are happy to see that. One thing I do want to add to that story, and they didn't mention it, but I have taken a trip down there just a few miles from where I live, and they have chain link fences around the area and construction equipment and stuff like that. So, yeah, the park's open. Don't worry about that. But please just be extra careful with all of the, like, the construction equipment around and the fences and things like that. You'll still have a great time at Navarre Beach, but be a little safer. If you weren't already safer. I want to cover myself here. Just be safe.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Pulling teeth.
Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Minor backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 48.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
About that. Mentioned this before the break, the NTSB releasing its report into the Philadelphia plane crash from January 31st. The NTSB said it was able to clean and fix the cockpit voice recorder, also known as the black box. It was buried 8 feet underground by the crash's impact, but it said that the black box didn't record the plane's final flight. And not only that, investigators said it's likely it hadn't been recording for several years.
Wow, more drama unfolding on the House floor.
No surprises.
This was quite a week it was, let me tell you, after lawmakers vote to censure Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green over an outburst during President Trump's speech to Congress this week. Interesting, a lot of Democrats crossing the Democratic emphasis and have crossed over to the Republican side to say, you know, it wasn't right what this guy was doing during this speech. Fox has more on the story.
Democrats essentially disrupted a censure for Congressman Al Green, who disrupted President Trump's speech on Tuesday night. So Democrats surrounded Al Green while he was called to the well to be really admonished. Speaker Johnson was going to read the resolution, and they just started singing "We Shall Overcome" during the reading of that resolution. Several Republicans started to shout "Order, order," with some of them yelling "Kick them out." And then we saw Congressman Ryan McKenzie get into a shouting match with Congressman Rashida Tlaib, as well as Joyce Beatty, in there as well in that shouting match after the vote.
And officials with Intuitive Machines say the company's lunar lander Athena not standing completely upright. The CEO said at a news conference they don't believe the unmanned lander is in the correct altitude or attitude on the surface. He added they don't know the exact location of Athena, but said it's charging on the moon's surface and they are able to communicate with it. This is the Texas company's second attempt to get a robot lander on the moon.
All right. Utah becoming the first state in the country to pass legislation requiring parental consent for App Store downloads. Now, the bill is going to require App Store providers to verify a user's age and require accounts belonging to minors to obtain parental consent before downloading the applications. The App Store Accountability Act is now headed to Utah's Governor Spencer Cox's desk for signature.
All righty. And the White House denying reports that President Trump is planning to strip 240,000 Ukrainians of their temporary legal status. Multiple sources told Reuters the move by the administration is part of its broader efforts to roll back protections for almost 2 million migrants. President Trump's press secretary, Karoline Leavitt, denied the reports in a post on X, insisting that no decision has been made at this time.
All right, some bad guys taken down in South Florida. Law enforcement in Hillsborough County, Florida, take down one of the biggest drug trafficking rings involving fentanyl in recent memory. Here's more from Yvonne Moon with Fox TV affiliate WTVT in Tampa.
33 suspects were arrested, some of them family and working from behind bars using contraband cell phones smuggled into a federal prison. Fernando Rosario Torres and Elias Rosario Torres are accused of coordinating drug distribution from the Graceville Correctional Facility in Pensacola. Their parents, Elias Rosario Negron and Enid Torres Barrios, are also accused in the ring. Many of those arrested face drug trafficking and RICO charges, meaning racketeer influenced and involving corrupt organizations. 66 ounces of fentanyl, 73 ounces of cocaine, and 8 ounces of meth and firearms were also seized after a six-month investigation.
Always nice for our neck of the woods to get a shout-out, hopefully under better circumstances next time. A federal ethics watchdog fired by President Trump is dropping a lawsuit challenging his dismissal. Head of the Office of Special Counsel Hampton Dellinger announced Thursday that he's dropping the lawsuit in response to a ruling issued yesterday by a federal appeals court that allows him to be removed from his post while the case plays out. Dellinger had originally retained his position after a lower court's order last month.
Okay, 40-year-old Michael Rodriguez was sentenced Wednesday to 30 years in state prison for the fatal shooting of Damon Caldwell. This happened in the summer of 2023 outside Sam's Lounge. That's over on Old Coryfield Road. Rodriguez was originally charged with second-degree murder, but was convicted by an Escambia County jury of a lesser offense of manslaughter.
All righty. And also, the Gulf Coast Youth Mountain Bike Association, we want to give you another reminder of this. They performed well at the Alabama Cycling Association Series opener at the bike trails on UWF's campus. Sophia Franklin won first place in the 8th grade girls race, and the Aggie Mountain Bike Team took first in Division II. The next race in the series is scheduled for March 25th, so congrats to them.
Okay, 600,000 Floridians, 21% of the state's population, has, unfortunately, Alzheimer's disease. The Florida legislature is currently looking to expand public education about AD through an awareness campaign. Research predicts by 2060, there's going to be an estimated 13 million individuals living with Alzheimer's disease nationwide.
And we were recently dealing with a lot of wind. We were talking about that earlier this afternoon. Well, around 69 million people under wind alerts through tomorrow from the Carolinas all the way up to New England. It comes as a powerful storm system that slammed a lot of the country this week moves off the coast. At least 6 people died and thousands were without power after thunderstorms hit the east.
That's the worst thing is when you lose that darn power. And speaking of power, Florida Power and Light asking state regulators for a rate increase over the next 4 years. Totally $9 billion. If approved, the average customer would see that base rate go up by more than $11 a month next year.
Fox
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to pay $2 billion in past invoices from the USAID by Monday. This follows the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling earlier this week against the Trump administration, which had sought to withhold the money. Members of President Trump's cabinet have met with Department of Government Efficiency Chief Elon Musk. Fox's Peter Ducey reports DOGE will adjust its approach.
The president explains that now we say the scalpel rather than the hatchet, particularly with federal staffers.
I want the cabinet members to keep good people. I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
Health officials in New Mexico are reporting a death possibly related to measles.
The New Mexico Department of Health revealing an unvaccinated adult infected with measles died in Lee County, noting the individual did not seek medical attention and the cause of the death has yet to be confirmed.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Broadcom reported first quarter earnings today that topped analysts' expectations. The chipmaker also giving strong guidance for the current quarter. Shares rose 9% in extended trading today, and officials with Broadcom are saying they expect about $14.9 billion in its second quarter revenue. The first sign of federal workers losing their jobs showed up last week in new applications for unemployment benefits. The government says new jobless claims fell by 21,000, but more than 1,600 federal workers filed during that time period. The three major averages slumped today on Wall Street as investors anticipate further information regarding tariffs. The Dow fell 427 points, the S&P 500 was down by 104, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost nearly 485. Crude oil futures for April above 66. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. There isn't a more unlikable team in sports right now than the Dallas Mavericks. What Nico Harrison did by trading away Luka Doncic is absolutely disgraceful. I feel sorry for Mavs fans, and there's zero reason to attend a Mavs game again, unless you're only going to chant fire Nico, because until the Mavs general manager gets canned, there's no reason to have any optimism for this incompetent organization. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z Savings event at AutoZone.
Yeah, happy to be here. Can I get some rotors?
Would you like brake pads with that?
How much are the brake pads?
Free with the rotors.
Free? Really?
Really, free.
Okay, I also need some oil.
Would you like an oil filter with that?
Yeah, how much is that?
Free with 5 quarts of oil.
Free? Really?
Really, free. It's part of the A to Z Savings event.
You might as well call it A to Free.
At AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pensacola Little Theater is excited to present The Play That Goes Wrong, a side-splitting comedy that follows the mishaps of the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society as they endeavor to perform a murder mystery play titled The Murder on Haversham Manor. However, everything that can go wrong goes wrong, culminating in a hilarious spectacle that will keep the audience in stitches from beginning to end. The show will run from March 7th to March 16th. You can secure your tickets for the show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Planning to buy or sell a home? Don't let unlicensed individuals put your investment at risk. Watch out for deals that sound too good to be true. Be suspicious if someone refuses to show you a property, won't identify potential buyers, or pressures you. Your home and money are too valuable. Before you work with a real estate professional, verify their license. Visit myfloridalicense.com to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about Governor DeSantis' State of the State address from the other day, same day as the State of the Union address-ish from Trump. Also, why are so many teachers and parents demanding that the Escambia County School Board issue clear guidance on how to handle it when ICE comes to search or talk to some of their students? Are the Canadian tariffs justified by the reasons given by President Trump, or is Justin Trudeau right about all this? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3. Is she stuck?
Is that?
Come on, get it out. All right, let me go ahead and take care of some business here. Let's do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, the Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspected case of employee grand theft. This is up in Century. This week, the town reported alleged employee theft with over $10,000 missing from bank deposits. The suspected thieves took this. They were actually doing this between July 2024 and February 2025. ECSO has multiple people of interest in that case. Expect an economic impact study as discussions ramp up about the future property taxes here in Florida. Lawmakers have proposed a series of measures that would ask voters next year to expand the homestead property tax exemption. The move won't happen fast, as lawmakers this week have indicated that a financial and final proposal might not emerge this year. And Santa Rosa County Library's assistant, they're assisting residents with free 2024 tax preparations. They're doing it at the Gulf Breeze Milton Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, we were touching on the Dolphins earlier this afternoon. Well, let's bring it northeast a bit. The Jaguars reportedly moving on from one of their offensive weapons. Per ESPN, Jacksonville planning on releasing wideout Christian Kirk. The move will save the team more than $10.7 million in cap space. Kirk had signed a four-year, $72 million contract in 2022 and had a career-high 84 catches, 1,108 yards, and 8 touchdowns that season, but he missed 14 games across the past 2 years due to injury.
Okay, Saturday is the McGuire St. Patrick's Day run. It is the largest 5K prediction run in America. The 9 a.m. event goes on, rain or shine. Look for street closures before the race starts around 8 a.m. Saturday morning.
You know, speaking of local sports here, want to dedicate a moment to a Sun Belt Conference tournaments update. All right, so our two women's games have already been well in the books. We had Georgia State beating Georgia Southern 70-64, and Marshall just barely squeaking past the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana 48-46. On the men's side of things, we've got the final 7 minutes of Georgia Southern and Georgia State men's edition underway. The Panthers beating the Eagles 63-59, and at 7:30, that's in just under an hour, Old Dominion takes on Texas State.
Okay, congratulations to the Lady Argos basketball squad. Mm-hmm. They're playing a semifinal game this Saturday against Union in Birmingham. They got quite a team this year.
Yes, they do.
And we'd like to thank Stephanie Yelton, head basketball coach of UWF. We had her on this past hour, and she was kind enough to give us a few minutes and explain what the heck was going on at that GSC tournament coming up on Saturday.
All right, and the Arnold Palmer Invitational underway in the state of Florida. This week's PGA Tour event going down at Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Orlando. Scottie Scheffler became a two-time winner of the Invitational after winning last year, and he's back in the field this time. Joe Highsmith won last week's Cognizant Classic and is back in the field this week.
Okay, UFL football. coming in just a few days, 22 days to be exact.
Wow.
It's making its return for the second season. Kendall Smith has more from Arlington, Texas.
The wait is over. The UFL is back and bigger than ever for season two, and the excitement is electric. I'm here talking to players, coaches, and UFL executives as we kick off an unforgettable season. Eight teams, one goal. Who will rise to the challenge and claim victory? The UFL 10-week regular season kicks off on March 28th and runs through June 14th, and we're ready to bring you all the action live and in full force. Fox Weather is teaming up with the UFL for an unforgettable year. As the season progresses, Fox Weather will be providing dynamic ROWI or risk of weather impacts for all outdoor UFL games, delivering detailed forecasts and in-depth weather analysis, highlighting which players thrive in the elements and who struggles when the conditions turn harsh. In Arlington, Texas, Kendall Smith, Fox Weather.
And a complaint to a national sports advocacy group appears to be connected to the unexpected resignation of the newly named CEO of USA Swimming. Chrissy Rowick reportedly resigned immediately after she was notified about a complaint that was filed with the U.S. Center for Safe Sport. There is no word about the specific nature of the complaint as of yet.
Ooh, that was pretty serious. Missouri officials arresting two men and charging them with manslaughter in the deaths of three Kansas City Chiefs fans 14 months after the friends were found frozen to death in their backyard. Do you remember this story?
I do.
I do. I remember doing this story. I could not figure out why the heck these guys were out in the backyard laying in the snow.
Right.
Fox's Chantley Paintner has more on the story.
The first defendant, Jordan Willis, owns the home where his friends' bodies were found back in January of 2024. Prosecutors say the men died from a deadly mixture of fentanyl and cocaine after watching the final regular season game together. Their bodies were found 2 days later in Willis's backyard in freezing temperatures. In addition to Willis, Ivory Carson, who goes by the nickname Blade Brown, is also alleged to have supplied and sold cocaine to Willis and the victims. And after searching Willis's home, investigators found a bag of drugs with Willis's DNA on it. Another bag of fentanyl had traces of Carson's DNA.
And the Seahawks seemingly set to lose not one but two big-name receivers. And I don't think they intended for it to be so close in time together. Seattle released veteran Tyler Lockett after 10 years with the team, and he's second in Seahawks history in catches, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns, so quite a legacy there. But at around the same time that they're paying a tribute to him, we got star DK Metcalf asking for a trade. Metcalf had 66 receptions for 992 yards and 5 touchdowns in 15 games last season, so it's going to be interesting to see how Seattle's passing game holds up.
643 News Radio 92.3, another sad story to pass along. The death of a Southern University student is being investigated as a possible act of fraternity hazing. Fox's Sue Guzman has more on the story.
Hazing charges are expected in the death of 20-year-old Caleb Wilson, an engineering student who died at Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana last month. Spokesman for the university confirming an alleged fraternity ritual involving Omega Psi Phi is under investigation. A source telling Fox 8 New Orleans it's believed fraternity members struck Wilson in the chest at a warehouse off campus, causing him to collapse and have a seizure. Southern University requires clubs and organizations to undergo anti-hazing training. This following the death of a student who died of alcohol poisoning at a fraternity house hazing ritual in 2018. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Adidas says it has sold the last of its Yeezy shoe stock. The company cut ties with Kanye West in 2022 after the rapper made anti-Semitic remarks. Now, 2.5 years later, they've gotten rid of all of his footwear line. The company's chief financial officer said in an earnings report Wednesday that there's not one Yeezy shoe left, adding that that episode is behind them.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Very quick check of the roads and weather for you here since we're knocking on the door of 645. Not too much going on the roads. That's typically how it is this time every evening. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 69, low of 62.
Okay, thinking about maybe buying or selling a home, mortgage rates are holding steady today. Remain below the 7% level. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.72%. The average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.18%. And a House Oversight Subcommittee hearing this week focused on the use of technology to fight illegal immigration. Kevin Urensky has more on the story.
South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says facial ID, data analytics, and GPS monitoring are all important tools which
empower U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to track, apprehend, and deport
illegal aliens in our country.
John Fabricatori is a former senior executive at ICE. He testified technology is an indispensable key for agents to perform their duties, citing as an example the use of a mobile fingerprint sharing program, which led to an important drug bust. He says that with the proper investment in the most up-to-date technology,
we can maximize productivity and enable officers to focus on their primary mission, stopping national security threats.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
And the Trump administration being ordered to disperse billions of congressionally approved dollars to 22 states. Today, a federal judge ruled that the federal funds were already allocated by Congress and the executive branch could not stop its disbursement. The Trump administration disagreed with how that money was being spent and put a freeze on it.
Okay, the United Automobile Workers Union, who endorsed Kamala Harris during the 2024 election, now praising President Trump's aggressive tariff strategy. The UAW is also defending the president from criticism that his tariffs will upend the economy. And one airline looking to improve the look and efficiency of airplanes, Eben Brown, has more on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Ready to fly the futuristic skies? Delta Airlines is now getting behind a new design of aircraft it hopes brings fuel efficiency but will boast a snazzy new look. Airplanes have been flying for longer than a century now, with the first commercial flight taking paying passengers across Tampa Bay in 1914. But despite airplanes getting bigger and faster, they've always kind of looked like airplanes. Aeronautics startup Jet Zero wants to build a new aircraft that, aside from advancing aviation tech, looks like it comes right out of a movie. They call it the blended wing body. It is sleek and curvy and features sweeping wings and engines mounted in the tail. If the design does as promised, Jet Zero says it will cut fuel use in half while still being able to fly internationally. Delta is investing in it, as is the U.S. Air Force, and they hope to test it by 2027. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is allowing some offices to continue their work. This as the Trump administration faces a legal challenge over its stop work order and its other attempts to overhaul the consumer watchdog. The CFPB's chief legal officer emailed employees over the weekend saying they should continue their work.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, roughly 650 Marines and Army soldiers who were forced out of the military for refusing to get those COVID-19 vaccine shots have expressed interest in returning under an executive order from President Trump. The number represents 8% of the roughly 8,200 troops that had been discharged. Trump's offer of providing back pay may have been a factor in spurring more interest at this time. Investigators still trying to piece together what happened in the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. And as Chris DeMeo tells us, more contradictory information is now being released.
Santa Fe Fire Chief Brian Moya telling Fox News Digital that both bodies were found in a similar manner and that it could be a similar time frame. Although Moya wasn't a responder to the 911 call to Hackman's home, he was told the property consisted of three structures and sprawled over 9,000 square feet. The couple's bodies were found in one of the buildings. Circumstances surrounding their deaths remain a mystery as investigators work backwards and try to figure out how the couple died. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And a judge is blocking President Trump's administration from cutting federal funding for research. The National Institutes of Health planned funding cuts as part of the White House's wide-ranging move since Trump took office. A U.S. district judge in Boston took into account 22 Democratic state attorneys general, medical associations, and universities that argued the cuts were unlawful and would lead to not only layoffs and lab closures, but would also harm scientific and medical studies.
Okay, listen, if you're having a problem getting your driver's license reinstated, potential help is on the way. Scambia officials are holding a restoration clinic in 23 days. Date's March 28th. They will make these clinics available at the Blanchard Judicial Building. Of course, that is downtown. Mayor of Washington, D.C. has received an order from President Trump. Lillian Wu has more on the story.
There may be a cleanup of homeless encampments in the nation's capital after President Trump called on Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to remove all the encampments, especially the ones near the White House and State Department. The president adding in a Truth Social post, "If she's not capable of doing so, we will be forced to do it for her. Washington, D.C. must become clean and safe." Bowser had signaled earlier this week the city would paint over the Black Lives Matter ground mural on the street and redesign the plaza just north of the White House as part of a citywide mural project featuring works by students and artists in connection with the country's 250th birthday. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got some pop culture notes for you, including when the South by Southwest festival kicks off and, unfortunately, a legendary musician passing away. Details on those situations and more coming up in just a couple minutes on Pensacola Right Now.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Tomorrow will be an interesting day for Escambia students as they prepare to unplug their smartphones. Friday is the national day of unplugging. ECPS will take the day to unplug and focus on personal interaction. School Superintendent Keith Leonard saying technology has become a problem in schools. And so as you were saying, I think it was last hour or so,
right,
being close to that demographic of high school kids.
Being in touch with technology.
So you don't think they're going to go for this very well?
Oh, no. I know back when I was in school, I would not have liked that at all. And I wasn't someone who was, like, rude.
You were a rebel. I know what you mean.
I wasn't someone who was, like, rude. So, like, when the teacher's saying, excuse me, I'm teaching, I'm just like, shut up, teach. Right, right. And I'm, you know, scrolling. No.
No Spicoli stuff.
Yeah, but I liked using my phone.
Okay. A former Olympian has been added to the FBI's most wanted list for running a dangerous drug trafficking network. Officials say he used Los Angeles as its primary hub. Christian Goodwin has more.
The State Department offering a reward of up to $10 million for information leading to the arrest and/or conviction of former Olympic snowboarder Ryan Wedding, one of 16 defendants charged for operating a drug trafficking network.
This operation has shipped drugs from Colombia through Mexico and into the United States and Canada. We believe Wedding and others orchestrated multiple murders in furtherance of these crimes.
Akil Davis, assistant director of the FBI's LA field office.
While we haven't ruled out other countries, we believe Wedding is residing in Mexico and possibly living under protection of the Sinaloa drug cartel.
The 43-year-old Canadian national, the 535th fugitive added to the FBI's most wanted list since its 1950 inception. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One final check of the roads for this evening. Luckily, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. We do have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's to be expected. As for the weather, still sitting at around 59 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be kind of similar to today, maybe a little bit warmer, mostly sunny, high of 69, low of 62.
Okay, I wanted to throw this in here before we slid out the door. If you have a gambling problem, there is a place to get some help. The American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or someone you know needs some help, here's that number to call, 888-ADMIT-IT. For the Florida-based helpline, gambling experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue. So, yeah, do take that. If you want to read about it a little bit further, I did post a story up on the News Radio 92.3 website, so you can kind of peruse it and take it a little bit further. Winter is not done with us just yet, at least for some parts of the country.
True.
Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest look at the forecast.
The Northeast remains unsettled with wind, rain, and snow. High wind advisories are up where gusts of 50 miles per hour along the I-95 corridor could cause travel delays and power outages throughout the day. The West still being impacted with rain and snow moving into the central U.S., and the southern high plains will be dry and breezy, elevating the fire danger through Friday. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And South by Southwest Festival kicks off Friday in Austin, Texas. It's a celebration of the tech, film, television, and music industries. The festival runs through March 15th and features numerous conferences, screenings, musical performances, comedy, and more. Prices start at $150 for wristbands, but run all the way up to nearly $2,300 for an all-access badge.
News Radio 92.3, Sunbelt Conference, of course, underway down at the Bay Center.
Right.
The women's division winners today, Marshall and Georgia State posting wins. The men's second game takes off in a few minutes here, but what was the middle afternoon game for the men?
With 40 seconds to go, Georgia State is beating Georgia Southern 78-71. Looks like they're going to hold on. So the Panthers beat the Eagles in both the men's and women's tourneys today, it looks like.
Great games coming down. And tonight's 7 o'clock game, tip-off game.
Yeah, 7:30, Old Dominion, Texas State. There you go.
Okay, Sanctuary City mayors went before members of Congress to defend their policies toward illegal immigrants. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Clay Higgins put up a large picture of a man and his wife holding their newborn and told the mayors of Boston, Chicago, New York, and Denver that that man was murdered in Texas by an illegal alien.
The policies of these mayors and our previous president have consequences, real-life consequences.
But the mayors, despite being confronted with past comments, insisted they do cooperate with federal immigration officials sometimes.
If there's a criminal warrant, we'll help them pick them up. If there's no criminal warrant, we'll honor a notification request.
Mayor Johnson.
Criminal warrants, we always cooperate with federal agents with a criminal warrant.
Mayor Wu.
Get a criminal warrant, we will enforce.
South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace said they all had blood on their hands. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And legendary musician Roy Ayers has died. Known for his hit, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, he passed away at the age of 84 after a long illness. His family released a statement revealing he died Tuesday in New York City, describing him as highly influential and sought after as a music collaborator. He was a pioneer of jazz funk and massively influential to the neo-soul movement, releasing dozens of albums over the years.
I was going to say he's really known for the jazz fusion element of music that he contributed. Yeah, he was great. Let me just say this. You can help combat hunger. This is at next Thursday night's annual Manna Pick a Bowl, Fill a Bowl fundraiser. A $50 donation will provide 30 healthy meals for somebody in need. The event is from 6 to 8. They'll do it over at the Lou Ross Center on the campus of PSC, Pensacola State College.
And Vatican officials say Pope Francis's condition remained stable today. The 88-year-old has been in a Rome hospital for weeks being treated for double pneumonia. Blood pressure and blood tests remain stable, and he doesn't have a fever. The Vatican says there will be no update tomorrow.
All right. President Trump announcing today the U.S. would exempt Mexico from tariffs on goods under the USMCA agreement until April 2nd. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said today Canada will continue to be in a trade war with the U.S. for the foreseeable future. And as most people say, both sides lose. That's just the nature of the beast on that side.
Unfortunately. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 4 p.m. tomorrow. We will be right back to give you another rundown of everything happening in your world on Friday, March 7th.
All right, go out and have a great evening. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. We'll be back, as Austin says, 4 o'clock tomorrow. See you then.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.